This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 658. Celebrate Christmas with these Band 9 speaking sample answers.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Merry Christmas! Today, Lindsay and I share our favorite Christmas memories in our Sample Band 9 Speaking Part 2 answers. Happy holidays! Hey, Lindsay, Merry Christmas!
Hey, Merry Christmas to you as well, Jessica. I can't believe it's already Christmas Day. This is amazing.
I love Christmas so much. Guys, besides being Christmas, you are going to get some IELTS sample answers today. So don't worry about that. This is still a very useful IELTS episode. Lindsay, so we do record this in advance. We're obviously not recording this on Christmas Day and publishing it on the same day.
Obviously not.
So, Lindsay, what are your plans for Christmas this year?
Oh, wow. So this year for Christmas, you know, my life has changed since I have my niece, since she was born just 5 years ago, right? So now it's all about her, right? So this year I'm going to be flying in from the West. I'm going skiing out West and I'm flying in on Christmas Eve morning.
Oh, wow.
To go to my brother's house and spend the day, Christmas Eve day there. And then we'll be there Christmas Eve. And then we'll be there Christmas morning to watch my niece Emery open her gifts.
Oh, I love it.
And the whole, my brother's family, his in-laws will be there. So we'll all be together, mostly just hanging out and just eating, I guess, and enjoying the day. How about you? What's your plan?
Oh my gosh. So yeah, it starts on Christmas Eve. Christmas really starts on Christmas Eve, for real. Yeah. So we have a family tradition from when I was the little baby that we always open one present on Christmas Eve. So James, okay, this is like a few weeks before Christmas as we're recording, but James has already picked out the present that he's going to open. He has it all planned out because I've already done all my shopping and wrapped all my gifts. Everything's under the tree. So we're going to open one present. And then there's this thing you can do online, the NORAD, and you can track Santa's progress around the world. I mentioned this last year too, but this is a tradition for James and I. So we're going to follow Santa's progress around the world on Christmas Eve night, put out cookies for him, which we will bake ourselves, and carrots for the reindeer.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then Christmas morning, he'll wake up super early so he can open all of his gifts. And we're going to open all the stuff in our stockings and open our presents here. And then sort of late morning, we're going to go to my brother's house and have another Christmas. And he's going to make homemade cinnamon rolls. And then the rest of the day, we're probably going to just play with all the games that we got on Christmas.
That's awesome. The traditions are what makes it great, right? I mean, that's what it's all about. I have such memories of stringing up Christmas lights with my, not so much on Christmas, but around Christmas, you know, and decorating the front woods. But maybe we'll talk about that in the sample answers. We'll see.
Yeah.
But actually, before we get any further into the episode, I want to call out the names of some of our reviewers, because some of our listeners here, Jessica, have reviewed our show in Apple Podcasts. Or Stitcher or wherever they're listening. So thank you so much to Lily Hudgens from Japan. Thank you to Josh Kwok from Hong Kong. And thank you to Gaykyum X from Uzbekistan. Okay, awesome.
Guys, I got a great idea. If you want to get Lindsay or me a Christmas present, leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher.
Yes. Exactly. Actually, you know, that would be the Christmas gift right there, right?
I mean,
that would be it. Guys, leave us a review. Let us know what you think about this show. Ask a question inside your review and just let us know what we can do to make the show better for you. You know, Jessica, I'm so excited about what I'm getting my niece this year. Actually, I just got a message that it just shipped to her house. So it's called Little Passports.
Oh my gosh. Sorry. Yeah. No, go ahead. But that's what, yeah, James is getting.
You probably
that
saw
this year.
An ad for it, right? Yeah. So, so I figured I need to be the one who, like, for my niece who kind of opens her eyes to the world, like, she's going to be a traveler, whether, you know, I'm going to make sure she's a traveler. So, this cool thing, right? So, they get each month, they get a little suitcase delivered with pen pals from around the world and maps. And I'm so excited for it.
Me too. Oh my God. That's so funny that you mentioned that. Because for real, so every Christmas, my mom, because she knows that, like, I know what James wants more than she does, right? She just sends me a check, and then she I buy the present from her.
Okay.
So I told her that I wanted to get little passports for him.
Yeah.
But like, it was a little bit expensive, but there was a discount and like blah blah blah. And so so she sent the check. I got it yesterday, and then as soon as I got it, I went online and I ordered little passports for him. And yeah, it's so cool, you guys.
That's
oh my gosh, you have to look at little passports if you have a little person in your life. It's for all ages, and the older kids can get science stuff, but definitely, like, you know how important travel is to James and I as well. We like watch Rick Steves Europe together. So like every month he's going to get this amazing box of cool stuff from a different country.
It's so important. I mean, I feel like especially as Americans, honestly, we need to be doing this because we have a tendency to kind of be because we don't necessarily know five languages, right? We don't all speak multiple languages. We try, you and me, we try, but not, your average American does not speak more than just English. I think that's probably a fact, right? So we need to like take that extra step for our family members and like introduce them to the world and get them excited about traveling. That is so important,
for sure,
especially for us as Americans, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, God. I love that you got little passports, too. Oh, this is so great. Okay, so let's get into the IELTS, you guys. Okay, so in speaking part two, one of the categories that you'll often see is to describe an event or experience. So remember our core strategy of telling a story. And this category, this type of card is really like the easiest to tell a story about, right? So that's what we're going to do today, guys. We're going to give a sample answer. So the question is, describe a favorite holiday you have had. Describe a favorite holiday you have had. So in this case, we're using holiday as Americans use it, right? Whereas a British English would, a holiday would be a vacation. So if you're unsure, make sure to ask the examiner because it will be phrased in a slightly different way. Right? So if you're unsure if it's a vacation or an actual holiday day, make sure you ask the examiner.
Oh, that's a really good point because that's a good example of a word that can be different across cultures. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So Lindsay, I'm going to ask you first.
Okay.
So again, the question is, describe a favorite holiday you have had. Happy holidays, IELTS Energy listeners. If you want to give yourself the gift of your final IELTS exam, get into 3 Keys IELTS for 2019. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach.
Okay, well, since we are close to the Christmas holiday, I'm going to describe one particular holiday when I was 9. And actually, this was a tradition that we did every year. And it was right around Christmas time, leading up to Christmas time, where we went ahead and strung up our Christmas lights. And the thing that was so wild and crazy about this particular experience is that sometimes my dad is not the best handyman. You know, he's just not a handyman. And so, you know, we knew we wanted to string up the lights and create a beautiful presentation in our front woods because we had a lot of wooded area around our house. So my brother and I and my father, we went out there and we spent the entire afternoon one Christmas Eve stringing up the lights. And we thought we had created this amazing work of art, you know, with, you know, trying to create little animals in the bushes and the shrubs and getting under the brush and really getting it in there, maybe decorating the lamppost, going around it with little swirly things, putting up the wreath and getting the little trees in the front. And, you know, we thought we had created an absolute masterpiece and we were so proud of ourselves. We said, hey, we're going to have the most incredible show on the entire block. However, when my mom came out to take a look at what she had done, we had done, she just gasped and she just was, she was embarrassed because, I mean, this is not the kind of thing that she particularly was into, right? All these different colored lights. She had hoped we would just go with the one color, right? Just the yellow lights. But instead, no, we went crazy. We had the red lights, the blue lights, the yellow lights all over the place. A little bit out of control, to be honest. However, for us, it was all about going big and just the experience of sharing that day with my brother and my dad, being outside in the biting cold, but putting together something as a family that we then could be proud of was absolutely priceless. And I always remember that Christmas and other Christmases for that experience.
And that's 2 minutes. Good. That was so awesome. That's hilarious. I could just picture your mom. Now, I've never met your mom. I've only met her like virtually in the course.
Right.
Connected communicator course. But I feel like I could totally picture her coming out of the house and being like, oh, what?
Exactly.
So guys, a couple things that I want to note from Lindsay's answer that was that were fantastic. So I like for cohesion coherence saying like, we went ahead and did something. So instead of just saying like, I did something or, and then we did this, you can say we went ahead and did something. So that's super native, you guys. But there's so much specific, amazing vocabulary that came out of Lindsay's answer because she got specific and detailed, right? That's the only way you could come up with this incredible vocab. So words like handyman, shrubs, bush, swirly thing, wreath. So good.
Yeah.
I like describing the cold as like a biting cold when it's like so freezing. It's like devouring your skin feels so cold. So a lot of good vocab there, guys. Definitely listen a couple times to this episode because there's so much good stuff.
I mean, it's all about knowing what increases your score, right? As I was getting specific, as I was starting to tell that story, I thought to myself, let's get specific because I know that's going to increase my vocabulary score. And each time I said like brush, shrub, I could feel my score going up, right? It's such a good feeling when you know exactly what controls your score, guys. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. Exactly, you guys. And you know what? Our course takes you there step by step. You get all of these amazing linking words to help you build your story just like a native. And how do you have context? How do you take notes effectively? So, yep, it's all in the speaking part two part of the speaking module.
Okay. Now it's your turn. Let's turn it around. So, Jessica, okay, wait, let me get my timer out. Hold on, because there is a 2-minute limit in speaking part two, and our listeners know that. Hold on just 1 second. Okay. Please describe a favorite holiday that you've had.
So I remember one of the first Christmases after having James. He was 2 years old or 3 years old. He was tiny. Like he was very, very little. And we were at my mom's house. And at that time, my mom and stepdad still lived in Las Vegas. So we were in Las Vegas at their house. And James had gone to sleep already. And my mom and I were so stoked because we got James this, the Christmas gift from Santa that year was this like huge Hot Wheels track. And the thing is, we had to put it all together. Like we couldn't just leave it in the box. Santa wouldn't do that. We wanted to make this grand presentation. So when James woke up in the morning, he could come out of his room all bleary-eyed, like rubbing his little tiny baby eyelids. And then like, as soon as he opened them, he would see this magnificent presentation that Santa had left in the middle of the floor in front of the Christmas tree. So we were determined. We're like, no problem. We got this. We're going to put this all together, go to bed early, be, you know, raring and ready to go on Christmas morning. So we started putting this together, I would say at like 8 o'clock at night, maybe. And it was so hard. Like there, I feel like there were 1,000 pieces to this Hot Wheels track. And my mom and I could not figure out how to put them all together because there were at least 2 loop-de-loops. And like that was confusing. And then it had to be put together perfectly and precisely, because or else the car would fall off the track and not go around the loop-de-loop. And not only that, like, it was battery powered. So these cars were like going like lightning fast straight out of the gate. And so again, like, if it wasn't precisely like fitted together, they would just fly off the track and like break one of my mom's precious things that are all over the house. So it took us forever, and my stepdad was no help. He thought it was quite entertaining. He was just drinking some Jack Daniels.
Okay, that's 2 minutes.
Oh, man. I could have gone on. It was hilarious.
Oh, man. That sounds like quite an experience. I like how you really, you know, you brought us to that moment, that evening, right? And you told, you know, this is a bit of what we talked about on the webinar. You told kind of the before, right? Like James had gone to bed and you had to do this. You had to set this up. And that kind of mm-hmm. built out the context for the story and allowed you to kind of fill those 2 minutes. I love that.
Guys, definitely come back to the blog post. You don't have to do it today on Christmas, but remember to come back to the blog post for this episode. This is episode 658. Go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com/episodes. And I'm going to put lots of amazing vocab and native transition phrases that Lindsay and I used. I'm going to put them in the notes for this episode.
Yeah, that was awesome. And remember, guys, you know, if you don't necessarily remember all the details of this exact story, you can bring together different stories into one, right? True. Or you can make up details. I mean,
yeah.
I don't remember, you know, my story, what I told, it wasn't one specific night that I remember exactly when I was 9. It was a bunch of different Christmas Eves or days before Christmas that I told as one coherent story, right? So we can add details, we can embellish. That's totally. What we have to do that, because who remembers something when they were 9 years old? I don't remember all the details. We have to add them.
Right? Yeah, you're going to totally have to make some stuff up if you're asked to describe a childhood memory, right? Yeah,
usually.
Like, I remember we did an episode before about describing I'll link to it. And if not, we'll do it in the future about mm-hmm. describing a toy you had when you were a child. And that always just flummoxes candidates, because they're like our age or like between or in their 30s, like a lot of them, right? And they're like, I don't remember. So just like, just think about if you have kids, like describe one of their toys or, you know, like you can make some stuff up.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Again, it comes back to what the examiner wants. Understanding those things, like the deeper vocabulary, detailed linking word, good linking words, sticking to that is your kind of true north, sort of, and then working from that. That's the key right there. I love it.
Exactly. You're not graded on being honest, you guys, so don't let that hold you back.
No one's going to go investigate whether this story is true or not, right? Or factually correct, even.
That's funny. They, like, pause the recording, and they're like,
Let me call your mother.
No. Oh, so funny. Guys, just a couple reminders. Remember that I'm doing a YouTube live on January 23rd. So go to allearsenglish.com/idioms to sign up for that. And then also, guys, you can get into 3Keys IELTS and then just be done with IELTS in 2019. Get your special bonus, how to wake up the examiner on the speaking exam. Yes. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. There you go. Announcements done.
Awesome. All right. This has been a great fun episode, guys. If you do celebrate Christmas, I hope you enjoy. And all right, I'm going to go and have some apple pie.
I'm going to go eat more cinnamon rolls. All right.
Sounds good. Enjoy. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.